Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 146 on December the 26th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Fuel Cell Energy, Freeport-McMoRan, and the VanEck Gold Miners ETF. And then we discuss three new trades on Social Capital Head of Sophia, Advanced Micro Devices, and Palantir Technologies. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets finished this week, short week of course, relatively unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 20 points, closing the week at 30,199 points. It's maintaining its all-time highs. We've been hovering up here for quite a bit. And the S&P 500 index lost 6 points, closing the week at 3,703 points. And now it's time to dive into the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is a better way to short stock. And the topic comes from a conversation I have with a friend of mine who loves this particular strategy. And in many ways, it's the exact opposite of the covered call. And the strategy I'm thinking of combines selling stock and selling an out-of-the-money put. It's like having a covered short on the stock. You would short the stock and sell the put, which creates both a short position and a long position. And this trade makes money if stock heads lower through our short put strike. Now, just as the covered call is exposed to any drops in the stock, this trade is exposed to stock prices going higher. And the reason I say it's a better way to short a stock is because the money you collect for selling the put creates a little bit of a cushion for you in case the stock moves higher. Now, if the stock goes lower, you'll gain the difference between your cost basis on the short stock and the strike of the put option you sold. Plus, you get to keep the money from selling the put. And when the stock goes lower than the strike of the put, that short put will be assigned, which forces you to buy stock at that put strike. This essentially closes your short position because in buying the stock, you take a long stock position and it pairs with the short stock that you already have. So this is one of the trades. It's one of those trades that newer traders struggle to understand simply because put options improve in price as stocks go lower. This can be an extremely profitable strategy if you understand the risk of the trade. It's actually a synthetic short call option, meaning the payoff graph for this trade looks exactly like the payoff graph of selling a call option. And those of you who have my payoff graph, the file that I sent, can get a visual image of where this strategy makes and loses money. And this is another one of those trades that highlights the fact that if you understand options, you can find a way to make money when the market goes higher, when it's going lower, or even when it's going sideways. And for those of you interested in learning more about the upcoming option trading class for January 2021, this is your last chance to reach out to me. The class combines online video training with 36 videos to take you from beginner to professional options trader, more or less, along with 4 live weekly trading webinars starting on January 6th. So I will close this round of registrations on January 1st. So email me now for more information if you have any questions or are at all curious about more details. All right, let's get into the trade review from last week. We're going to start off as usual with the covered call. We looked at Fuel Cell Energy, symbol F as in Foxtrot, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo, L as in Lima. At the time, the stock was trading for $9.30. We looked at buying stock and selling that January 10 call at $1.30, hoping for a maximum return of 21.5% in 4 weeks. Well, Fuel Cell stock jumped $3, closing at $12.30 per share this week. The call that we sold has gained $1.75, leaving a net profit of $1.25 if you were to close the entire trade right now. And of course, if you hold this trade and stock remains above $10 per share over the next 3 weeks, you will capture a total of $2 profit on this trade, and that's where the 21.5% return comes from. So if you did close the trade right now, you'd still be locking in a 13% return on your capital in 1 week. So either way, not bad. Next up, we've got the credit spread. We looked at Freeport-McMoRan. We hadn't traded this one in a while. Symbol F as in Foxtrot, C as in Charlie, X as in X-Ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $24.63. And I looked at selling the January 24, 23 put spread and collecting 34 cents, which give us a maximum possible loss of 66 cents. Well, Freeport-McMoRan stock gained 16 cents, ending the week at $24.79 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is only slightly more out-of-the-money, and the spread can be repurchased for a gain of a whopping 4 cents. Now, since the break-even price has not been breached, there aren't any adjustments to be made. The goal is for the spread to expire out of the money so that we can keep the entire premium. And that being said, the trade is working, so no adjustments are needed at this point. If stock were to fall, we would look to sell a call spread against it or even buy the spread back to close the risk. But at this point, there's no need to make any changes. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread. We looked at the VanEck Gold Miners ETF, symbol G as in Golf, D as in Delta, X as in X-Ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $36.58. We looked at buying the January 35-36 call spread for 68 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 32 cents or a 47% return in 4 weeks. Now, GDX shares fell 55 cents this week, closing at $36.03. The in-the-money call spread we bought is still in the money. If you were to close the trade today, you could sell the spread by crossing the bid ask at 52 cents, which would be a 16 cent loss. But we know that the real value of this spread is in that 35 call option that we own. We essentially bought it for 68 cents, and it's $1.03 in the money right now. So there's no reason to adjust this trade at the moment at all. The stock price is still above the break-even point, and if stock stayed even right where it is in this range over the next 3 weeks, you'll lock in the maximum return of 47% on your capital. So, again, a nice trade for the week. Not bad for Christmas week and getting into the holiday season. So, of course, this is the final trading week of the year that we're approaching, so keep your eyes open. There are always all sorts of crazy things that can happen. Add on the fact that we are talking about a stimulus package that will really allow the market to either believe in the strength of the U.S. economy or, more importantly, the fact that the government is going to keep this or fictitiously keep this market strong, as well as the fact that, you know, you're going to have lower volume typically because of the Christmas holiday and people sort of wanting to sit on their hands, slow down a little bit and prepare for the new year. So with those things being said, you know, keep an eye out because you can see price, stock prices swing on low volume. That can be unusual. And as well, I think you guys know I also trade cryptocurrency for a crypto-based hedge fund and market-making company. So Bitcoin has been pushing higher this weekend, which is pretty crazy. We are in all-time high territory, and things don't stay high forever, right? They can't only go up. At some point, things go down. And so my biggest challenge, of course, and it's the one that I spoke about a few weeks ago, is making sure that I hold my winning trades long enough for them to win fully. Because nothing's worse than, like in this credit spread, you close the trade out, collect 4 cents or, you know, $4 for your effort for the week. And then, you know, stock ends up making the exact move you needed it to make, and you would have kept the entire 34 cents, but you limited yourself to 4 cents because you wanted to close off the risk. So I am long some crypto, and I'm having to watch it go higher and trying to sit on my hands and not take profit because, as you guys know, I've said it before, probably not in a while, but no one goes broke taking a profit. But if you take a profit too early, you also won't get rich. So That's it. Let's get into the new trades for this week. Gonna look at a covered call, and this is a new one for me. It's an SPAC. This is like a venture capital company that rolls out different funds that it owns. And this one is Social Capital Hedosophia, or I think that's how you pronounce it. Either way, the symbol is IPOC. I as in India, P as in Papa, O as in Oscar, C as in Charlie. The stock ended the week at $14.90 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the January 15 call at $2, which can create a max return of 14% in 3 weeks. The main reason, by the way, this is this call is priced so high, even though it's only 10 cents out of the money, is because I believe this one is has already been announced as a merger. So that should be strong for the price going higher. So you enter this trade by buying IPOC stock for $14.90 and then selling the January 15 call at $2. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $15 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $12.90 per share. Now, in real terms, the stock purchase will cost you $1,490, and you will collect $200 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread looking at Advanced Micro Devices, symbol A as in Alpha, M as in Mike, D as in Delta. The stock ended the week at $91.81 per share. I'm looking at selling the January 91.90 put spread at 40 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 60 cents per spread. You enter this trade by selling the January 91 put at $3.55 and concurrently buying the January 90 put for $3.15. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $90 per share. The break-even price on this is $90.60 per share. In real terms, you would receive $40 per spread that you sell and have $60 at risk. And our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread. Looking at Palantir Technologies, symbol P as in Papa, L as in Lima, T as in Tango, R as in Romeo, the stock ended the week at $27.75 per share. You won't be able to get much history on this because this stock IPO'd recently, so this is a newer stock. I'm looking at buying the January 27.5 call spread for 28 cents, which can give us a maximum gain of 22 cents or 78.57% return in 3 weeks. And as a side note, all of these trades are for the January 15th expiration. I point that out specifically because in Palantir, for the January 8th expiration, which is only 2 weeks away, they actually had this same spread priced for 3 cents less. They had it priced for 25 cents, still a 50 cent spread. So you've got a possibility of 100% return on your capital. But remember, this is a recently IPO'd stock, so there might be some volatility here. But with paying 25 cents, you're still paying less than you normally would, so it might be worth looking at. But anyway, for this one, the January 15th expiration, you enter this trade by buying the January 27 call for $2.98 and concurrently selling the January 27.5 call at $2.70. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $27.50. The break-even price on this trade is $27.28. Now, in real terms, you'll pay $28 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $22 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. I hope you guys have had a Merry Christmas. Those of you that celebrate Christmas, those of you who don't, I wish you happy holidays nonetheless, and be safe on New Year's Eve this upcoming week, and I will be posting a show next Saturday, January 2nd. So enjoy your holidays, be safe, and as always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.